Shabbos, Sifkat Yud. Like you said, what happens? A person comes to shul, and then he goes down and has some wine, and then he has some cake, and then he has some fish, and then he has some kugel, and then he has some soda, and then he even has some cholent, and then he makes a bracha krona, and then he goes home to wash. Frank Logan Avram, hey, and it happens true in my house. Some of my kids, when they ate too much cholent and kugel and cake and fish, and they come home. Shabbos, it's Sifkat Yud. Like you said, what happens? A person comes to shul, and then he goes down and has some wine, and then he has some cake, and then he has some fish, and then he has some kugel, and then he has some soda, and then he even has some cholent, and then he makes a bracha krona, and then he goes home to wash. Frank Logan Avram, hey, and it happens true in my house. Some of my kids, when they ate too much cholent and kugel and cake and fish, and they come up to eat. You know what they eat? Halavaya kazayas challah. A kazayas challah. That's it. You can't anymore. I can't anymore. It's full. Frank, no matter what I'm wrong, it's a terrible thing. Because you have a mitzvah of suda shops, which is the main suda shops you have a with challah. By the time you get to that main suda shops, you're not hungry anymore. You eat so much cake with cholent, with fish, with kugel. You're not hungry anymore. So he decries this meaning of having a fat, fancy cholent kiddush, which leaves very little room for the main meal, which is the main onik Shabbos. He's being mevatel the mitzvah onik Shabbos. Frank Nogan Avraham. Maybe. Answers Rav Sternberg, no. So you fulfilled onik Shabbos. You fulfilled it. How? I'll tell you how. Cholent, herring, gefilte fish, kugel, cake, soda, whatever you have for the, what we call the kiddush, that itself is on a shop. Aye, but that was without pass. Without pass, without pass, and I yon to the shop, what we call the shalosh shudas. So you did the brisket for Torah. So it's Tzvei Dinim. Tzvei Dinim. What is the din of Onik Shabbos? Onik Shabbos can be fulfilled even if you didn't wash, you just had you didn't even have to have any cake. All you need is cholent and fish, it's also onik Shabbos. There's a separate thing, which we derived from last week's parasha. Three times, what's found three times? Come on. Hayom, we discussed it in the great lesson before. Hayom amoch shechlu hayom. Ki Shabbos hayom Hashem. Hayom lo simtzu basada, which you read it on Shabbos 2 days ago. That's the derivation for the halacha we call Shalosh Sudas and Shabbos. Shalosh Sudas and Shabbos, says the Modern Muslim, is a separate and independent obligation. And if you should happen to fulfill your personalized Onik Shabbos before you sat down to wash, no matter, you haven't lost anything. You haven't lost anything. Hold on, one more second.
That's you up to your hayom.
Whoa, hold on 1 second. So it's 1 second. Shh. I have to end because I'm out of time soon. I want to end one more thing. Rabotai, I have a question to ask you. Halacha lemaaseh. Anybody here ever daven Friday night early in the summertime? You know? Yeah. Okay. You make kiddush, and you have a meal, and sometimes if you daven properly, which is before plaga mincha, which is the proper way to do it, by the time you finish the whole meal, and it's still before shkia, correct?
Yeah. Sure.
So you bench, we would say, of course, and you go to sleep. You go to learn whatever you do. Anything wrong with that practice? I have a kasha. You haven't eaten anything on Shabbos proper.
Oh,
the carrot is, what'd you do? You have a kabbalah, what do we call that? Tosefes Shabbos. And you fulfill the mitzvah of the Suda Shabbos in Tosefes Shabbos. Well, Rabbi Osai, the machlokas 2 days, the Tosefes and Arvid Tzachim, Rabbi tennis in the face. Did anyone see that Tosis? You didn't see it yet? Achatakshah. Take a look inside. Achatakshah. Makshim. Amayit Achatakshah. Pshita. Obvious Achatakshah. The old, the big Gemara, Ashavosyam and Tovim, Lokotoni. Doesn't say Achatakshah. Omarimi Kuvil. The Gabe Matza Dafka Bein and Achatakshah, Kedatanya Batal Sefta. Ha Pesach Matzamor, Mitzvosim Achatakshah. Fatamash of the Sin Shmos Yudbeis, the Ochlos Abosar Balaila Azeh, Umatza Umor Iskashul the Pesach. Abos Suda Shabbos Vyom Tovim, Motzi Ochlo Vibo Yom, Kama Perk Tula Sashaka Brofos Chav Zayin, Mispal of the Mishol Shabbos Vyom Shabbos, Ome Kiddush Ayom Vibo Yom, and Kiddush Yom includes the Suda. So Kuad Rimi Kuvil, a person can fulfill the entire Kiddush Suda Shabbos until seven Shabbos before it gets off. As opposed to what? Matzah, Moro, Pesach, you can't do it.
Hold on.
That's Rabbeinu Rimi Kuvil. Skip a few lines. Rabbeinu Yehuda Tirit. Afilo Ibeinon Gabe Shabbos Yamatov Mashatar Shabbos. Even Shabbos, you know, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah Suda Shabbos. Right.
But
the point that there is this view which says that even in Shabbos, you have to eat after it gets done.
Sheet
everything,
people
call it. Okay, we looked, we found.
Okay.
Shh. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Et cetera. Says the Mogen Avraham on both sides. The Mogen Avraham, who's the primary posting of the Shabbos. Look at the Mogen Avraham at the very beginning of Siman Reish Samach Zion. He is worried about this Shita. He's worried that, you know, if you want to take care of the Shita, it's a simple answer. Wait till it gets dark and have a kazayas of chal. You know, you want to eat early, right? So you daven early, you eat early. What do you have when you eat early? You have challah, you have grapefruit, then you have gefilte fish, then you have chicken soup and noodles, knedla, then you have the meat, and then you have the salt and vegetables and the side dish, and you have the delicious cake and fruit for dessert. And then, just got dark. Okay, Rabbi, bring out the challah. And have a kazayas of challah, now we're going to bench. That's for sure good, says Mogen Avraham. Frank Mordem is mad, that's for sure good. What happens to the halacha of what? Of Oneg Shabbos. What you had there was a kazayas. That's not Oneg Shabbos. A kazayas of dry challah with some salt. That's Oneg Shabbos. Answers Rav Shtermach, a beautiful answer. Svei Dinim. Why is it that this Shita holds you can't fulfill the mitzvah of the Suda Shabbos when you become a Shabbos early? So the Mordim was mad, you know why? Because the Rav proposed Hayom. It flew Hayom is dafka on the day of Shabbos, not on the extension of Shabbos. Just as we have over here, Balayla Azeh. It's not so clear, it's Laila Yom, but okay, but still, that's the drush. It's like this. In Tosefet Shabbos, you can certainly fulfill the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. But the Onik Shabbos you fulfill at an earlier time. You daven in the early mincha, early Kabbalah Shabbos. Come on, when you have your fish with your soup, with your fruits, with your chicken, with your meat, with your kugels, with your cake, with your all kinds of delicious foods and drinks. You fulfill the Onik Shabbos even though it's only Tosefet Shabbos. But what are you missing? The Hayom, you can have a Kazayas as soon as it gets dark. Because it's Svei Dinim. Memtes, who explains why you can have go to Kiddush and Shul and have all the Onik Shabbos then and then you go to the Kazayas afterwards because they're two separate Chiyuvim. Hayom is one Chiyuv of three Kazayasim of Challah, and then there's Onik Shabbos which can come even without it before the meal. So two can come before the dark. Svei Dinim. This is the Yisoh which the Sefer Mordem Uzmanim is trying to develop. Rabotai, there's much more to speak about. But I want to end so we can have a mincha. I want to just say, what do we do over here? We discuss a little bit the Isser of Achila on Erev Pesach. Some of the reasons and some of the details of the mitzvah. We have not yet done it at all. We discussed the Tosef of Samuch. And the other Tosin and Aftari Testament Bay, the Khan of Kub Zion. We find an Isser, listen very carefully please. We find an Isser to eat Erev Pesach and an Isser to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Both are found here in the Gemara, one in the Mishnah, one in the Gemara. And the Gemara has the Kasha, Ma'iriya, Arve Pesachim, Abdulay, Arve Shabbos, Yom Tov, Nami. Which implies that the two are basically the same. The nature of this is basically the same. So the Ger Rebbe, the Tfasemis, asks the question, wait a minute, maybe we should make the following suggestion. That Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov are not prohibited to eat, but for Sudas Mitzvah's mutter. Whereas perhaps Erev Pesach, it's also even for a Sudas Mitzvah. You can imagine a Sudas Mitzvah, an Erev Shabbos, an Erev Yom Tov, an Erev Pesach, can't you? Give me an example, what? Siyum, a Bris Mila, right? Oh, well, usually we do these things in the morning. But there could be examples of things you cannot do in the morning.
Okay, the Bris is coming at Shabbos, you make the Bris in the afternoon.
Well, that's a problem. I don't like that too much. I think we spoke about that on Abdallah. And I was just at in Eretz Yisrael, and my sister told me she was at a Bris of her nephew, the other side of the family, and it was just now, last Thursday. I said, and I called you when you weren't home. I called in the afternoon. Well, I went to the Bris. I said, when was the Bris? 1:30 in the afternoon. I said, why? Well, that's how we do it, you know. Everyone does what they have to do in the morning, and they go to the Bris at 1:30 in the afternoon. It's like a minig ha-medina. Well, I don't know. It's really, if you learn the sukkah, what happens to a Gemara before Eshin is Abdallah Pesachim? And the Aruch HaShulchan screams and yells how people can do this thing? It's terrible. I don't know. Apparently, the Eretz Yisrael became somehow Mekubal, as they say. I don't know. I don't understand.
I didn't say Friday.
Well, I don't. It's not right.
Every store is cold.
It's not right. It's not right. It's not right. I'll call upon him. It seems to me that it's not so posh. I thought that all Sudas are us, even Sudas Mitzvah is us at that time. You see, I was trying to analyze what kind of Sudas Mitzvah can there really be an Erev Pesach, an Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. We do everything in the morning. There's something that can't be done in the morning. It's called the Sudas Havro. What is the Sudas Havro? In Chalila, Rachmana Litzlan, a case of an Ovel. An Ovel, the din is that the first meal, he's not supposed to have his own food, rather than the neighbors or those around. Supposed to bring a meal, and the meal of Chathchila should consist of bread and egg, right? So the question is, what's the halacha on Erev Pesach? So the Shaar HaTziyun quotes in this sugya, thank you very much. Right in front of my nose. Okay. The Isser of eating an Erev Pesach in the afternoon is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Ayin Aleph. There the halacha is found. You shouldn't have a Sudas Pas at that time. So here the Mishnah at the very last line of the Simen. Ein Mavrin Ha'ovel the Erev Pesach. There's no din of Havro. If you look at the Shaar HaTziyun, it's of Kodesh Chavav. He says the Dafka Mincha Lamala Ein Mavrin. Doesn't mean in the morning. In the morning there's a Gvura. Erev Pesach in the morning, you do have a Sudas Havro. It's only in the afternoon. And what's the reason? Kadei sheyuchal achakach lechol matzah l'teyavom. L'teyavom. So you see, even though Sudas Havro is some kind of a Sudas Mitzvah, l'chor or something, it's a special Suda. Afal pikein, you can't have it Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So you see, Claude in the Sfasemis is right. But there is a prohibition even in the Sudas Mitzvah. Erev Pesach. But the question, the other, the contrast. Oh, what about Erev Shabbos? He's assuming that Erev Shabbos, the din is awad, the Sudas Mitzvah is mutter, but I don't think it's true. But I looked it up in the Yuchas of Avelis, in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, in Shinai and Chesif Hei. Some of you learned Yerodea in this past term. You look over there in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that you can't have Sudas Avra. Even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov in the afternoon for the same reason, because of the problem of so there's no difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. I'll go beyond that. You don't have to look in Yerodei, I don't think. I think it falls even in regular Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim. And this is halacha l'maisa. Hold on, 1 second. In Tzimut Tov Kuf Chav Tes.
We were done Yerodei.
Shinayin Chesifek. In Tzimut Tov Kuf Chav Tes. Dine Simchas Yontif. It's halacha l'maisa. It's really serious. It says over here, Tav Kuf Chav Tes Sif Aleph. Says the Ramah, V'osur lechol mimincho lomala be'erav yomtuk v'obashabbos. Shezel mitlala kovo. That's the Rambam. I told you this yesterday. It doesn't say owning, it's called kovod. It's part of kovod Shabbos and kovod Yontif to refrain from eating in the late afternoon. Quoted in the Rambam, Tav Kuf Choftes, Sif Aleph. Comes at the Bir Halacha with a whole new question, a very important question. What about on Yontif Rishon? May you eat a Suda in late afternoon, which is Erev Yontif Sheni? So the Magen Avraham says, no, you may not. Because even though it's a mitzvah, it's a Suda's mitzvah, right? Suda's mitzvah, to have a, you know, to eat on Yontif Rishon, but still it's coming at the expense of Teyav and Yontif Sheni. So what do you see clear from the Magen Avraham? One second. That even in the regular din of Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you may not have a Suda's mitzvah that's going to compromise the Teyav. Yes or not? Oh, Gavaldik, Mabish is mechavin to the kasha of the Bir Halacha. Nah, Gavaldik. Frek Bir Halacha, ain't din zavarur. Because the ikud Yantav Rishon. Yantav Rishon is the Raisi, Yantav Shein is the Rabbanan. Only ish mishim chumra of Sveik of the Yomla, which you don't, it's not really a suffering mikir right there. Therefore, he doesn't understand. How can you be so worried about the covenant of Yantav Sheini at the expense of having a nice, delicious meal when you're still hungry in Yantav Rishon? He definitely quibbles a little bit with the Magen Avraham. That's the Bir Halacha. However, that's only in this particular kind of a case. But what'll happen? What'll happen if there would be, for example, 2 days of Doraisa? 2 days of Doraisa? I get 2 days of Doraisa. No, Chas v'Shalom. Chas v'Shalom. Shabbos, Erev Yomtiv, that's exactly it. Or Yomtiv Erev Shabbos. Yomtiv Doraisa, which comes either on a Friday or on a Sunday.
Shabbos is
coming. Well, hold on a minute. Hold on a second. So then, in that kind of case, you get the impression that the Bir Halacha himself would concede that a Sudas Mitzvah would in fact be awesome. Halacha Lamaisa, when does it come up? The most frequent case when this comes up? When? Erev Pesach and Chal Yotzei Shabbos. But Erev Pesach has its own rules and regulations, which we're learning right now. Where else do you have a Yontif Doraisa on a Sunday? Shavuos. It only could be Shavuos. But that could happen. It happened a couple of years running. 2 years ago. 3 years ago. When Pesach is on Shabbos, Shavuos is on Sunday. Now, so the question would be, Shalashudis of Shavuos, of Erev Pesach. Shabbos, Erev, Shavuos, but Shalosh Shudas, according to this Mishnah Berurah, since Shavuos is a Doraisa, so you should try very, very hard to make sure to be makdim the Sudas of Shalosh Shudas before Mincha Ktana. Before Mincha Ktana. That's a very important thing. Well, it happened a couple of years running, it's going to happen again. This is Erev Pesach, Shabbos is a rarity. But Erev Shavuos b'Shabbos is much more common. And you have to be careful on that kind of a day to try to have the Shalosh Shudas. You know what the problem is? People go to sleep. They go for this long, humongous nap. You know, that's they want to be up the whole night. They go for sleep, Hashena b'Shubachas, they sleep. And until you wake up, it's already after Mincha Ktana.
Do the same thing if you want to watch
football. But after that
kaffir.
Yeah, but people don't do that. The Maaseh, they don't do that. So the Chatchila, we should try to the Chatchila should try to have your Shalosh Shudas and that Shabbos, Erev Shavuos, before Mincha Ktana, based upon this Bir Halacha. If they're both, all right. But then he's masking to the chumra of the Magen Avraham. Anyway, this is against the Gerer Rebbe Bechlal. He says, "Why did you make a cut? Why did you go answer?" Erev Shabbos is mutter, Sudas Mitzvah and Erev
Pesach
is also wrong. They're both us. That's the impression you get. Also, at least the Chatchilas. I don't know what'll happen. Push comes to shove. You didn't have your Shalosh Shudas yet. And now what are you going to do? You're going to say, really, to be mevatel the Suda completely. Sudas Avro, although it's considered to be a mitzvah of Nichol Avelim, the Poskim say it's not so required. As long as if your person's not hungry, you don't have to have it. Just don't eat your own food that day. It's a whole discussion in your day. the Shabbos Shudah is a real mitzvah. Yeah?
He seems to be obscure in the Mishnah Berurah, because over here, he seems to be tough kuf kuf test, which he just read to us. The Mishnah Berurah seems to feel a nine lenu requires that, therefore, not to be machmer like the Magen Avraham. But in tough ayin aleph, Mishnah Berurah says zayin, he quotes verbatim, the Minchel of Ilam, and it did certainly there, the Koyim of Rishon, the Benesh, who is the Erdem Rishani, the Moshe Kuf, the Magen Avraham, to the tough kuf kuf test, which is not. What's going on?
Okay, so in tough ayin aleph, he went along with the Magen Avraham, and here Ibn Kalmay quibbles with it.
Why
he's not sure. He's
just like the Mishnah Berurah says, and the quibble was in the
bureau.
No.
Okay.
No, but
same author. Yeah.
But usually, like,
could be right. Yeah.
What about this year?
That's the same thing about Purim. Exactly. The Poskim say that this year the Sudas Purim should take place before Chatzos, because it's Erev Shabbos Purim. Suppose that Chatzos is the 12 something. I think it's, I'm not mistaken, it's quoted before Chatzos. It was Purim. Why Chatzos? Hold on. Let's take a look. Well, that'll be no kasha. It's Dava Mincha. That's no big deal. Let me take a look at Nuchas. 1 minute. Let's take a look. Where is the Siman? That's Purim. No, I found Purim. Where's the sin about Purim and Erev Shabbos? What Siman is that in? Sudas Purim? I found Sudas Purim. Let's see. Dine Sudas Purim. No. Yom Shishi, it's right there. I just didn't see it. It's the other side of the page. That's an iceberg. The last one on the line is on the page is Ukshachal. That's why I didn't notice it. The other page. It's a tough phrase. Ksadi Hei Sivveis. Purim Yom Shishi Yasu Asuda V'Shachris V'Pnei Kvod Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I know that Kodem Chatzos Hayom L'Chatzilu. Before Chatzos, I am Yad Ephraim HaShakotu B'Shem Maharil. If you give me the Yad Ephraim, we'll see what he says. But you're asking a good kasha. What do you need the four chatzos for? Until Mincha Ketana. Not too hungry, Menachem. But a little hungry. Not because the limit, you know. Not too hungry. One second. Yada fry. The Maril says, the Simon Mem and the Chuvis, the Heinu called him Shah Asiris. Ha-ha! The Ramah has B'Shachris, and the Maril says, Kodem Shoah Siris, Eina Kenavetz, the Maril says. But the Ramah's Lashon of Shachris does not sound like it means Kodem Shoah Siris. That's hard to believe it. That's called Shachris. Until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's called Shachris. Even the Shniblach don't have a Shachris so late. What kind of Shachris? So that would be a hard thing to understand. But the Maril could be arguing on the Ramah. But the Ramah, who's the Ramah quoting this from? I mean, Hogim. I read a different source. I don't know. Don't know. Good question. Okay, let's go by. Yes. Yeah, Pashtas. Should have left. Yeah. That's the next sugi, which you're not going to learn now. That's cool. We're going to learn that. Get involved in that sugi, you'll never get out. Which wasn't like it was Pesach. Not if it was Kiddush and Abdul and things of this nature. Yeah. Yeah.
So some have this custom to do it, and seemingly they're holding the same with Teod or not. So seemingly I'm not closing their mouth. That Yesh Nahagin.
That's a different story. That's just a matter of Chazera. That's a different story.
No, it's Matzah. It's Matzah too. Should he Matzah the whole afternoon? It's her say, because he should have room for the
Seder. I'm not sure if it's Matan. I don't think it's a different kind of deal. That's a question of not like Matan or Pesach. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's the same.
I know that.
But you quote about Chazera.
No, then he continues.
So that's not a question of Chazera doesn't fill you up.
You should be a high timer.
So what's my high timer of the Chazera? Chazera fills you up. No, you're just not supposed to have Chazeres in Erev Pesach. So for the first 3 days, it's an Erev Pesach. It means second day Pesach. Nothing to do with this. Rabbosai. A Ha'orah. It's really a Ha'orah which belongs much later in the parak. But I'm afraid I'll forget it, so I want to mention it already now. It's in the same siman and the same amor the Muzmanim, which I asked you to see. We discussed the question, it's an interesting question. Rabosai, I mean, we know a little bit, we haven't discussed the whole seder yet, but we all know that there exists a concept called the Afikom. Everybody aware of that? You know, you steal it and you get presents, that's that you know about, right? So there is a kazayas mati you have to have at the end of the meal. Now, there's an interesting sugya later on at the very end of the Pesachlikov, Kufaf, which discusses the reasons for this kazayas mati at the end. And there's an interesting sugya in Rashi with the Tosis there, which is the main kazayas? Is the main kazayas the first kazayas or the main kazayas the last kazayas? Right, on the bracha, correct, you have a good memory. When we discuss the bracha of al-achilas matzah, as opposed to lechel matzah, which is a machlokas of Rishonim, so I mentioned to you at the time that one reason for al-achilas matzah might be that the last kazayas is critical, is key, and that's not that doesn't happen right away as soon as you make the bracha, that's why you postpone, you use the lashon of al. That's correct, we did mention it at the time. We even mentioned at the time as the machlokas, which is the key kazayas, correct. Now, Rashi and the Rashbam and the Kuf Yud Tes of the days, we haven't gotten there yet, seem to say that the main kazayas is the last kazayas. That's a good question. So the more the Muzmanim asks the kasha, how can Rashi and the Rashbam over here and the Tzadi Tes of the days say that the reason for the Easter of eating Erev Pesach in the late afternoon is because of Te'ovo implying at the main mitzvah of the Te'ov in the first Kazayas, but the Rashi and Rashbam themselves, the same exact people, say 20 glass later that the Iker Kazayas, which is the last, presumably is not Nechel the Te'ov at all. That's Echon Allah Sova. More than Muzman. That's a Duvaldig Akash. That's a powerhouse Kash. So he says an interesting Kiddush to More than Muzman. We'll get to it a little bit later on when we're in the Sugya. The Rashi and Rashbam never meant it. They never meant to say that the Iker Kazayas is the last Kazayas. No way. Al-Korach of the Iker Kazayas is the first Kazayas you see from what they say over here in the Mishnah. They said Beferish, Befurish, black on white, without a question. They say Klor, that the Iker Kazayas is what? Is the last Kazayas, the end of Kazayas, which we call what? Which we call the Apikol. No. It should have been the Iker. The last Kazayas should have been the Iker. Because the last kazayas is the ala sova, which is connected carbon paste, and with all the things we're going to see later on in the sukkah. It should have been that way. But it can't be that way. You know why it can't be that way? Because of the bracha problem. We make a bracha at the very beginning, ala achilas matzah. The Gemara said she talks about postponing the bracha till the end. So if you remember we had a discussion, you only have one kazayas of maror. Or you only have maror, I should say. You have no other vegetables. Use maror for karpas, and use maror for maror. When do you make the bracha? So machlokas not kuf tetzvah, we pass to make the bracha at the very beginning. Because you can't postpone the bracha. So once you can't postpone the bracha, so in fact that really the mitzvah is the first kazayas. Both in matzah and presumably also even in tomorrow. We'll see this great length, the sugya mitzvah shulchan kavanah. Just keep it in mind. Because what I'm pointing out is the main akuda, he cribs in a mishnah brua no less. That's pretty gutsy. Because the Sharatzian over here in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin Sifkot Dalas quotes Das Rashi V'Rashbam Mashma Debafikom and Yotzim Etzem HaMitzvah Dachilas Matzah Elosh Etiknu Levorach Betchilas Asuta Betorach Emes Lechavin Bebrocha Lifto Gam Afikom. And therefore that's a very Afikom is very very serious according to Rashi V'Rashbam, says the Mishnah Berurah. If you didn't lean, you didn't think of Aseba yet, if you didn't do Aseba, you have to do it over again, says the Sharatzian. And the Mordem Azmanah says, no. He thinks that he misinterpreted Rashi and Rashbam. And the Maskona, they also agree. That what? That the key Kazayas is what? Is the first Kazayas. I say at the end, it was the last, and that's what would have been, what could have been, what should have been, whatever. Of course, according to Chassam Sofer from yesterday, you could say, punkt fakert. Rashi Kuf Yud Tes, that's the real Rashi. Rashi Tzadi Tes, that's the fake Rashi. That's the Rashi that's only in the Havamina. Remember that? That's Chassam Sofer's track. Only in the Havamina of Te'ovah, which applies with equal to the Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's Shem Matzah, Shem Achila Gassah, etc. So, I don't know who's right, but I'm postponing discussion of that until a later time. I just don't want to forget about it completely, so we're making a note of it right now. Okay. Yes, Noam.
You were saying that the
Afikoman
is the
correct
reason. Does that mean that it was
The matzah that we eat. What's the question? But then I make a bracha. The bracha is the bracha of Atala. Right. So we will discuss that at great length. We'll look at the Kuf Tezvav and Kuf Kof. For now, it's just a ha'orah, just a passing. Okay, it's a passing remark. Okay, Nara Bosai, let's see Tosfos. Yeah.
What does it mean? Which
let's postpone that too. Okay, all this will be postponed till a later date. Just keep it in mind. Okay, we're now going to go back to a Tosfos which we learned a long time ago. But we have to see it again. Lo yochel adam, tani tesim bebein, it's the second Tosfos. Pirish, afilu v'spal, v'shum matzah, k'darmina v'gemara. Diblo v'spal, v'shilas mincha, afilu v'shayimos ha'shana, osa z'k'nam v'k'al v'shalas. V'yin toma, u'ma lo yochel. I matzah, afilu kodum nami os, k'darmina v'shalam, ikal ochel matzah v'ver, pesach, k'ilu bol aros osa b'beis chom. Ibi mina tagimo, ama v'gemara dat kutsayna v'beis. Abu Matabal Bimina Tagima. So what's going on? Vieshloma. The Ayyib Matza Ashira. Loasa bi Rishalmi Elab Matza Ruya Latva Chavaso. The Yoko Kodam's Mana. Abu Matza Ashira Shayev Achena Inoga Menatamas. We read the Menatamas yesterday in Shia. What the Menatamas? You look in the Rosh. He said the Menatamas knowing this when? An Erev Pesach Shachal Leos Be Shabbos. Then he used Matza Ashira. He ate it in the afternoon. He was careful not to eat it after the 10th hour because that's exactly what our Mishnah is telling us. It's referring to Matzah Ashir. This is Shita Tosfos. Fine. This is a Marashah, which we already spoke about a few months ago. Let's just take a quick glance at it now again. Look at Marashah, please, for a minute. This is the Marashah, third line in the parak, page 32. Uadin the Matzil Ukma with the Tzekel Shel Goyim, the Ein O Yotzba Yadei Chavaso. Kamosha Kasa Tosla. Come on, the very next Tosla. We'll get to that. It's Matzah Shalol Lishma. We're going to discuss Barichas Gedola, the din of Lishma and Matzah, the Shayim Matzah's Mitzvah. But not today. Okay? So if it's Matzah Shalol Lishma, so then, it's a very important din. So then, you can have it in Erev Pesach. The Yesh Lechalak, he says. The Matzah Shiro. Lav ta matzah mitzvah, it tastes different. Egg matzah tastes different. For sure. Mashaykh b'tzekel shel goyim, the ta matzah tastes exactly the same. You're not yotzim, it tastes exactly the same. So therefore, his note that maybe should be machmir, maybe. The miri is mekel in our sukkah. The miri in our daf is mekel. The Rambam, which I asked you to look at, has a different sheet completely, which again we discussed at some length. We learned the sugya in Yud Gimel about the Erev Pesach of the Shabbos. Let's just review it very briefly. The Rambam and Hilchos Chametz of Matzah Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Beis, seems to have a totally different interpretation here in our sugya. The Rambam says, Osru Chachomim Lechol Matzah Erev Pesach. Osru Lechol Kodam Milcha Kamat. Keshikonis Achilas Pes Matzah Betava. Avol Ochol Hu Ma'at Peiros HaYerokos. That's how the Rambam ends the discussion. What's going on? If it's chametz aser all day, if it's matzah aser all day, well, chametz aser from the fourth hour. If it's matzah aser all day, if it's mina tagima, it's taka mutta. So what's going on? So everyone else has matzah shir. No, it's taka mina tagima. It's taka what we call mat peres or yerokis. I didn't question it's mutter. No, a little bit is mutter. A lot is aser. That's Shita Rambam. A little is mutter and a lot is aser. This is what the Rambam says. Shulchan Aruch quotes it too, correct? Now. The only Davar Mu'ud is mutter, correct? So then the question becomes, well, what would the Rambam say about Matzah Shira? Says the Gra, maybe the Rambam would hold that Matzah Shira is aser and Erev Pesach. Which we spoke about a few months ago. That's right. Maybe should have all pibbled about this. Maybe Matzah Shira, even though you're not Yotze, and even though the taste is somewhat different, maybe it's still going to be prohibited. And so the Goyen seems to say, the Vilna Goyen in a couple of places. And the... Oh, good. Now, one ha'ara about this. Again, it's a ha'ara from the modern Muzmanim, but I don't have to make a future reference kind of a ha'ara. I mean, really future reference. The Gemara Daf Kuf, which we're not learning now, talks about the fact that once a person started eating, maybe he can even continue to eat. So you're mafsik or not mafsik. Now, when we talk about mafsik versus not mafsik, I'll give you the most common case that we have in history. It happens every week in my shul. Every single week, well, most weeks. Shalashunas. You're not supposed to eat before Abdullah. But once you've already washed before Shkia, you're allowed to keep eating because you're not supposed to be mafsik. Okay. Fine. Frecht, the more the Mazvan, the great cash against the Gra. In order to be able to continue eating, even at a time which you would not be able to start eating, there has to be an official and formal haschala. And now this haschala must be made from what we call pasta, mazon. It's a sugan of kufhe. I told you, kufhe, I have to wait till June till we get the kufhe. So I mean, let's keep it in the computer, unless you may forget. But there the Gemara implied that only pas of mazonos is considered a sufficient haschala to then permit you to eat at a time when you wouldn't be able to begin eating. That's why the halacha lemais, if you're nibbling and on some I don't know what, some not fruits, vegetables, and then suddenly the sun sets, pas just have to stop right away. You can't keep on going. You can't keep on going. It's not considered officially a haschala. Haskola has to be the second kufay. It can't be a rock as a pair. It has to be officially mezonos, which means either kala or matzah or cake. Yes, you have cake. You continue. Incidentally, I have a serious challenge. We have what we call the Nila Sachag on the last day Pesach. We have Nila Sachag. Oh, but the problem is the Nila Sachag, many people have what we call Pesach cake, which very often is a shahakal. Not a mezonos, it's made from potato starch. The problem is, that's what you're eating. As soon as the sun sets, the chora, gotta stop. If you wash and add matzah, or if you add the matzah milk cake, if you broke, whatever the last day, whatever it may be, so then you can keep on going. If you're having only potato starch cake, which is the same amount of halachli as having a potato chips, right? It's not called, you know, we call it cake, it's not really considered halachli cake, it's not for the chamesh aminim. So then you probably should have to stop as soon as it gets to become shkia. Okay, that's just a side point. Well, let me finish the kasha first. The fact of Rav Sternberg against the Gra. How can the Gemara speak over the end of Kuf? His skill of Lomav Sikin. What was our scholar? Matzah you can't have a whole day. Peyton Chometz you can't have since Arba Shavuos. Matzah Shira according to the Gra, you also can't have. So what are you left with? You're only left with what? Payments via Rokas. Teres is not called the Haskalah. That's his kasha. That's his kasha. There's no teres. Lania's deity, it's not such an completely overwhelming kasha. There could be situations of mizonos, which is not called matzah ashira. The question is going to be then, would that be part of the hefner of the, would that be asa b'achila, mutzah b'achila? So the more the muzmanim assumes the quantity of shira, anything which has any part of the chameshis aminim is asa b'achila, on Erev Pesach after Shah Asiris. That's his assumption. If that assumption is correct, it's a very good kasha. What kind of haskalah? How can you mafschil? In mafschil lo mafsikim. What kind of mafschilu? It's impossible to have any haskalah. You can't eat anything at that particular time of the day, right before Pesach, the last 3 hours. Maslow before the 3 hours? I don't think the sukkah is maslow away. That's his kasha. Again, it's a future reference. I wanted to bring it out to you right now before you forget to get involved in it. Yes, sir? The parents of your rabbis is fine, but that's not considered to be a haschalah. I don't care how fancy it could be. Even for Eretz Yisrael, it's not called haschalah. Pashtus that way. Wine? That's a good question. Was wine haschalah? I think the answer is also no. Yeah, it could be wine. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. We're looking for the dinner about wine. I don't know. Even if he also with Paris, which is about Chloe, which we spoke about already a few months ago, still not called asshole. Look at that Kufhe. Yes, ma'am. No. As soon as the sun sets, then stop. Yes.
I remember hearing his neighbor Moshe, but I never pulled up the sun to ask him. Since the Pesach, let's say a person only doesn't need to brush the Pesach. Since you can't eat a mizonos because you don't eat the brusque, the shahakal cake is considered like the kapiyasud. I heard that it sounds very wild. I never saw it in...
We call that wild Torah? That's wild Torah, man. That's wild Torah.
Well,
yeah?
No, it's based on that.
Yeah.
If that's true,
a lot of things are true. But I don't think it's true. Yeah?
From a different angle, if the whole Kehillah is sitting down to be Kehillah Yehuda, and amongst them there are people who are also being Kehillah Yehuda, but the cake doesn't technically...
Nah, it doesn't help. If I'm washing and you're not washing, you have to stop eating. I don't have to. Need a diet? I think so.
It's
all the
way
to
the cross. Yeah.
But
those are all the time. They can eat after...
Baby, Tom. Okay. That's not for now. Okay. Rabosa. Tom is now, and here we go into a new discussion. We're now starting a new discussion, which really belongs much later on in the Zman, but I can't resist. It's so interesting. I can't resist talking about it now. And my point of departure is again about the Zman, the same Simon. We talked about a whole new idea, very interesting idea. What is the shaila over here? Can a person eat matzah ashira on Erev Pesach? Can you eat it or can you not eat matzah ashira on Erev Pesach? So we mentioned before that the toast is the Ferish Mutter, and the Gra is Medayik from the Rambam, the Taka matzah ashira would be also the whole Erev Pesach. I think, what are we talking about in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is referring to a case of what? Mini Targim, which is Peiros v'Yerokos. The German says, "Avol ochel ma'at peiros or yerokos." I mean, we were pilpuling. Whatever would it didn't be if it would be some kind of a machal nechamesh lemini, which wouldn't even be a matzah shira. Would it be prohibited or would it be permissible? We don't know. Sternberg is assuming it would be prohibited in this kashim. Okay, it's probably right, but I'm not 100% sure it's right. Let's get back to our question. Shaila, why? Why does the Rambam Aser, assuming the Gemara is right, why does the Rambam Aser Matzah Ashira on Erev Pesach? Isn't the Pshat in that Yushalmi? Kol ha'ochel matzah v'Erev Pesach kibol ha'rosot v'beis. What did he do? He, what we call in English, he jumped the gun. What's that? Bol ha'rosot v'beis chomer. He just was a little bit impatient. If he would have waited to do exactly the same thing after the chasna, it would be a mitzvah. Now that he's jumping the gun, it's an aveir. So the same interesting mashal. It's by matzah and Pesach. That matzah, if he'd wait till tonight, would be a mitzvah. Mitzvah say the rights of Erev Tochel Matzahs. Now that if he jumped the gun, it's having Erev Pesach, he's a little bit impatient, so it's in violation. That's the comparison of the Yerushalmi. Yes? No, that's a different part. The Rambam says, we pointed out already a month ago, that egg matzah is not called matzah shira. There's only the official four mashke make it ashir. What's that? Yain, chalav, shemen, dvash. Right? Yain, chalav, shemen, dvash. Oh, that's a good question. Maybe make a small amount, like a simon. Okay, dvash. All right, okay. He did it. Matam alom alechamoni, it's about 10 lines down, for the small bases. Pratli isa sheni losha b'yayin v'shem v'dvash. How do you like that? Cholov is missing. See that? Look at that, you were right. Yayin, shem v'dvash. And cholov is not there, because can I have a look like a bread? Have a look chicken. Called matzah aniya and a matzah ashira, right? Fine. Where's chalav? The next sugya, which we learned a long time ago, but the end of the narrow lines, but a small gimel. Amar le Rabbi Shua ben Levnei, Yom Kamalo Talushali Bechalva, the first night Pesach, don't make my matzah milchik matzah. Mikan ve'elak lushali bechalva, you can make it milchik. Ay, you want to see your kasha, milchik bread. Gemara says, small amount, came to it, this Taka the Gemara. The end of the narrow line, that planet of Amalek. Fine. So the marker for the din is, the pashtus, that you require lechem oni. Nope. So if you require lechem oni, oni should be what we call matzah aniyah and a matzah ashira. Right? Fine. Where's chalav? The next sugya, which we learned a long time, it's about the end of the narrow lines, but a small gimel. Amalei Rav Yeshua ben Livnei, Yom Kamal Otolushali Bechalva, the first night pace of don't make my matzah milchik matzah. You can't veilach lushli bechalva, you can make it milchik. Ay, Moras Yorkasha, milchik bread. Moras says, small amount came to it, just talk about the Gemara. The end of the narrow lines, that planet of the Melch. Fine. So the mocha for the din is, the pashtas, that you require lechem oni. Nope, so if you require lechem oni, so why did the Rambam say you can't have matzah shira and erev Pesach? It's not the same matzah can be yotzei to the mitzvah with. This is a good kasha. So why is the Rambam asking it? So the pashtus is, doesn't make a difference. The same way as the Marsha suggests that maybe what? Come on. Matzah shalol lishma, although it's no good for the mitzvah, might still be good, included in the violation. After all, it's still called matzah. And even we say, that it's not, you're not yotze, but still it looks too much like matzah, it tastes too much like matzah, and therefore they went to Kuvishim Hekel, they answered it. So too, matzah shir, no, you're not yotze anything with matzah shir, often they go on like, you're not yotze anything at all, zero. Afal PK, perhaps they answered it on Erev Pesach to make a hefsek between one and the other, between the before the matzah mitzvah Pesach line, even though you're talking not yotze the mitzvah, they answered it anyway. That's how I always thought pshat was. Hold on. So now David raised a $64,000 question. What's the tekum shot? Let's say someone can't eat regular matzah. He goes to the doctor. If you eat regular matzah, you die. Of course, now I'll do it. Chas v'shalom. However, if you want to eat egg matzah, be my guest. Let's say the doctor says that. I can't figure out why I should be so. I'm not a doctor.
What the hell, David? It's very hard.
Whatever.
It's going down well.
Yes, doctor. But whatever. But let's say, for argument's sake, would there be a point in eating egg matzah in that pace of night? Or we say, no, it's no, it's pointless. It says lechem oni. See, now you see, it's like having potatoes, no difference. But I want to know, in Hilchos Matzah, am I mekayim anything in Matzah Shira, or mekayim nothing in Matzah Shira? That's the question. Oh. So now Yaakov introduces a new concept, which not everybody is familiar with. Wait a minute. Here's what Rav Sternberg suggests. The Vilna Gaon is famous, Maaser Rav, for saying that there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah 7 days. It says in Pasuk Beferish. Shivas, we just read it last Shabbos, no?
I think it was Pasuk.
No, not there? Today, let's say about it. Matzosi Achel in Shiva Sayamim. That was a week ago, right? Okay, so hold on. So it says a few places in the Torah Kadosh. I want to get a repeat. Rabosai, Evan should familiarize himself with the Pesukim. The Pesukim. We go back up to these Pesukim. You really have a good familiarity with the Pesukim and Parshas Bo. Right, the few things that have been Perigu Beis, Perigu Gimel. Not the story about how the Bechoros died. You know, I mean, you can know that too. But the halachas, and not even the halachas of Korban Pesach. We're not even, just the halachas of matzah and moror as they are expressed in Parshas Bo and in Parshas Re'eh, and also the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just those three mitzvahs: matzah, moror, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. I found a number of psukim in Bo and a little bit in Re'eh. Should have it clear. Maybe we should even make a Xerox. Or just should have it, you know, attached somewhere. You should know because we're going to be referring to the Pesukim back and forth. You have to know it clear. And a number of places it says that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah 7 days. The question is, do we take that literally or not? The Rashi and Chumash is mashma really not that way. Rashi and Chumash says, you know, really, having matzah for 7 days is a pure reshus, optional. All it means, you can't eat chametz. Eat matzah, it just means matzah is opposed to chametz. That's all it means. Except the first night, that's a chok, a cost of kavod over. But the remaining, once you pass the first night, the remaining days of Pesach, 6.5 days of Pesach, There's absolutely no mitzvah whatsoever to eat matzah. The prohibition to eat chametz, you shouldn't go hungry, so it's a good idea to eat matzah. But there's no point in eating matzah. That's the traditional approach. Time along the Gra and turn it upside down. No. There's a mitzvah ki yumis to eat matzah 7 days. Every bite of matzah on Pesach is a yubakayim, a mitzvah. Not a chiyum, but you get mitzvah points for every piece of matzah you eat for the entire 7 days. So writes the Vilna Gaon and Maaser Rav. Is he right or is he wrong? Is it a machloek? Yeah, it's a machloek like everything else. A machloek. It has a little bit to do with the Indian of the bracha. There's no bracha on matzah which is eaten past the first night. By contrast, in sukkah, there's a bracha, although there's a chiyuv the first night to eat the sukkah, as you well know, to have the kazayas of pas. It has to do with our sukkah too. We'll get back to it a little bit later. There's a chiyuv to have a kazayas pas in sukkah, or maybe kabeitza pas in sukkah, first night sukkah. Beyond that, you want to eat fruits and vegetables, you can have it outside the sukkah. Afal pikein, we all know that. Should you decide to wash and have bread in the sukkah on the third day Chol HaMoed, what's it in? You make a bracha or not? Leisha basukkah, yes or no?
Yes.
Avada. Practice the kasha. Why do you make leisha basukkah? If you have a meal in the sukkah on the third day Chol HaMoed, and why don't you make a lachilas matzah? You have matzah on the third of Chol HaMoed, Pesach. What's the difference?
Hold on.
I'm making both cases. So what's the difference? So we would say, we throw the guy out of the Beth Medrash, Mr. Gash. What are you, stupid? What kind of crazy question is that? It says, Basukos Teshuvah Shivas Yamim. That's klar. One second. It's klar, it's zicha, no question about it. The mitzvah kiyumis to eat in sukkah. To live in sukkah, and they were eating sukkah for the entire 7 days. No question about that. But when it comes to matzah, I would say, throw the guy out. Matzah, the third day of the night, is no different than eating potatoes. Never got to eat us potatoes. Never got to eat us matzah either. If a guy asked me that question, I'd throw him out. The problem is, people asked the question, they weren't thrown out. The Balamor asked the question. The Balamor, the end of Masechta Pesachim.
He answered the
Gro
with
Tosfos. Exactly. I would throw the Gro out. Before the Gro said what he said, someone asked such a question. We'd throw him out of Beis Medrash at first glance. What kind of question is this? The fact that the Balamor doesn't just throw the guy, throw the question out on his head, implied that perhaps the Balamor is like the Gro. Because the Balamor asks the Kasha. He asks the Kasha, what is it? Why is it that we don't make a bracha of Alachilas Mata all 7 days of Pesach? And he says, well, you know, you can eat Paris. You can eat Paris.
You can eat Paris also in Sukkot.
Yeah, so you can eat Paris. Whatever he means, and again, we're not up to it yet, because if you want to look, I guess we just want to look. Let's take a look together. Find the Balamor. Always look good to see if he's inside. Open up to the Balamor in the back.
This Gemara is left on the fire. It doesn't have cooking meat on the end. It says don't make the Seder dairy matzah. So we need any meat in that meal or not?
Well, there's a chiyuv. Isn't there a chiyuv of eating tzliyeh?
Here, we ain't shoveling. It's page 52, Rabosai, in the rib. Page 52. End of the page. Last three lines. The Eshol and Bachilas Matzah Matam and on a Mavorchim Aleh Kol Zayin Kemoshe Mavorchim Ala Sukkah Kol Zayin Dog Amina Mehadodi Shalayla Arishin Chova Mikan Velech Vishus Bein B'matzah Bein B'sukkah Kedis Aperga Yoshin. So the question is, why is there a bracha of Leishim B'sukkah straight to the Sukkah still no bracha of Achilas Matzah straight to Pesach? The Eshol Hashim Fisha Adam Yochol B'shar Yomim Lama Dolo Achilas Matzah. V'yanizim ba'orez v'dochen v'chol minei peris mash'ein kein b'sukkah shein yochol l'amen v'lo shein agim l'yamim v'chayav lishe b'sukkah l'tayavo. This is as follows. Sukkah is unavoidable. Sukkah is unavoidable. Since sukkah is unavoidable, so you have to make a bracha lishe b'sukkah. Matzah is completely avoidable. You can just subsist on peris. I don't think I can subsist on Paris and Sukkot too. You answered the question. No. I have to go to sleep. When I go to sleep, I have to sleep in the Sukkah.
What about Shabbos?
What machlokas? Who machlokas? That's a different shvuah. Do you make a bracha when you go to sleep or not? That's a good question. Mr. Balamo doesn't discuss it over here. Do you make a bracha when you go to sleep in the sukkah? He doesn't talk about it. Pashtus, me'ikar, adin. You shouldn't make a bracha when you go to sleep in the sukkah. Pashtus. Whenever you enter, including when you go to sleep, the pashtus. We don't for various reasons. But the Balamo, you go me'ikar, adin, you would make a bracha. It's unavoidable. That's the Balamo's teretz. But why are you the most obvious teretz? Sukkah is a kima mitzvah. And matzah there isn't. You get the impression from Balamor that there's a kima mitzvah and matzah too at the Gra. Yes.
According to the answer to Balamor, what about Shabbos Pesach, where it's unavoidably having matzah?
That's a good question. Now why did Shabbos have even Pesach by day? Pesach in the morning, you have to have matzah for the Sudas. For the Sud. You know what the answer is? You have matzah Shira. Ah, gotcha. You have matzah Shira. Good question, though. Not bad. Sharp. Teretz is good, though, no? Because it's matzah shira, see? So it's matzah...
What?
You can avoid it, except for Shabbos. It's not...
You're saying it for now, Doc, because it's not out...
It doesn't work. No, so that should be the answer why sukkah you can't avoid it, not the sleeping, because you have to have your yachiv pas and pas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Briskets. The briskets are scared of the chametz, but the matzah they have, who knows, some chash chimutz. So the first kazai is, what can you do? It's a midaraisa. After that, they just eat potatoes. Some don't even wash the other, believe it or not. They're so paranoid about the matzah being chametz, and they say, I'm sorry, I can't eat it. What can I tell you? There are some who actually hold that way, really. But that's not really something for you and me. Yeah.
Question
to Salamar. This matter
said
we don't have to eat anything that's amazing on us because we don't eat potatoes. So we can't survive it. Seven days is just eating fruit. Yes, we can. Drop. Why? Well, not drop. What was the last time you ate fish? Fish. What's the only thing fish or chicken? Fish. Meat. Chicken. What's the matter of you? Have you ever eaten fish? No carbohydrates. Doctor.
Have you ever eaten potato?
Complex. Anyway, Rabbi Osai.
You had nothing to say to the last year.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, we spoke about the Shita Sagura. Let's now analyze. We know now we have a chiyuv to eat matzah pace of night, and then you have matzah for 7 days. Right? Which is not a chiyuv chalila, but it's a kiyum. The kiyum of it. Okay? Good. So now let's go back to our original question, which is, why does the Rambam of Kishinah Sagra prohibit the eating matzah ashira on Erev Pesach? After all, you're not yotze to anything with matzah ashira Pesach night. And the assumption which is now being assumed is that the only time is an Issa on Erev Pesach is going to be some kind of a mitzvah on Pesach night. We could question the whole, we originally questioned the whole assumption. It's not true. It's just a heck of a alma. It's just, you know, it just looks like matzah, even though it's not really matzah. But assuming you have to be onto something, that's the question. So here's where the Mordim Uzman has this very interesting idea. Maybe everyone agrees that the Issa is to eat matzah and Erev Pesach, but only the kind of a matzah which you fulfill some kind of a mitzvah Pesach night. Except Tosfos, whose matter is learned that the only time it's possible if you can fulfill the mitzvah, what? Be'erev Tochu Matzis. And Be'erev Tochu Matzis, the mitzvah, special mitzvah Pesach night requires what? Lechem Oni, which is what? To the exclusion of what?
Matzah
Shira. Therefore, Tosfos learns that Matzah Shira is mutter and Erev Pesach. Because Matzah Shira, you do not fulfill the specific mitzvah Pesach night by eating it. You do not fulfill the mitzvah Pesach night, it's mutter and Pesach by day. That's Shira that Tosfos we've been assuming all along. Aye, the Rambam is Machmir. And the Rambam says you may not have it. The answer is, he suggests, that this brought from the Vilna Gaon of Shivas Yamim, Matzah Tochelu, Matzah Yochel, Shivas Yamim, perhaps you can fulfill this mitzvah, says Rav Shtermach of Adam Azmanim, even with Matzah Ashira. Oh, hold on. And therefore, if you should not eat the matzah ashira on Erev Pesach, because if you should decide to eat that matzah ashira on Pesach night, you wouldn't say you're fulfilling nothing. Something you are fulfilling. You're fulfilling the Shiva Siyama Vikadin. And even for that, l'chatchila, you shouldn't eat that object which is sufficient for the Shiva Siyama Vikadin. You should not have that in Erev Pesach. That's the Ilan Machlokas. The was a very ingenious and novel approach to the dispute. It's a novel approach. I wouldn't have said that, but that's what the modern Muslim says. And he says, and he goes further. He says, maybe everyone agrees this is so. Maybe Tosfos learns. Let's put it this way. Tosfos learns one of two things. Either Tosfos learns there's no such thing. They deny the Vilna Gaon. And he quotes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Ma'aril. He has the same kashya to Baal HaMor. Why do you make a bracha of Achilas Matzah all pay? It's ridiculous. It's no Kima Mitzvah. It's a push in the terms. So maybe Tosfos learns that way. So there is no Kima of 7 days. So you only have one and only did. What's the one and only did? Be'erem Tosfos Matzah requires Nacham Oli. Because it requires Nacham Oli, there's nothing wrong in all eating Matzah Shir and Erev Pesach. That's one possible shot at Tosfos. Or no, Achilas Nifla. Maybe Tosfos is willing to concede and agree that there exists an Indian of having Matzah for 7 days. But even that requires Lechem Oni. Even one second, even if it's a Kiyumis, requires Lechem Oni. And he quotes, I'll tell you the truth, I think it's right. He quotes from a Nebuka Yosef, which is printed in the 7th, I don't have it, I couldn't get it. You ever know about Nebuka Yosef, it's printed in the 7th by Mamsachim? No one has it, access to the standard base Mevish? I think it's printed in one of these, if you get hold of it, I'd like to see it inside. He quotes Nebuka Yosef, that's Suya, that's Lamed Vav, who says, all 7 days, it's an Indian to have Matzah, have lechem oni dafka. I think Gemara is the perish faker. Yom Kama, only the first day you have to have you have to give me the matzah lechem oni. And beyond that, you can give me bedupsha and everything. Yeah? I don't know. Apparently, that's not looking at the Yemen. I have to take a look at the little videos. And I know what I thought? It's completely correct. Where is the pasuk of lechem oni? I found only one place in the Torah lechem oni. Where is it found? What parasha? Where?
Hey.
How does the pasuk begin?
Lo
sochal olav chametz. Shivat yomim. Tochal olav matzos lechem oni. So it sounds, it stands to reason that the lechem oni is a requirement for shivat yomim. I mean, it says 7 days with farish and pasuk. For the matzah, she would be no good. Like the Mugayos is quoted as saying. That would explain why Tosus thinks that matzah shir is mutter of Pesach. Even assuming that what? And they agree the mitzvah kiyumas like the grow. Afal pikin, even this mitzvah kiyumas requires what? Requires what? Lechem oni. So therefore it's mutter of Pesach, the matzah shira. Yeah. Sit down and figure it out. We have to get all the psukim together in one place, in one page, and we'll figure everything out. Yes, no?
Now, when we say that you can't have matzah for 7 days, you can have a heker between the matzahs.
Right.
This thing that you eat more than a heker, you need at least a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've always, it's or maybe more.
Some out of 2 weeks, some out of a month.
Is it sure that you need more than a heker?
Could be. Yes, Ellie.
But you said according to the Rambam, the reason why you can't eat matzah ashir in our time is because he would say that matzah ashir would be good for the myth of eating 7 days.
Right.
But it doesn't really make so much sense because the whole idea of not eating matzah in Erev Pesach is for the teyavah. And I mean, how could you actually say that not eating matzah in Erev Pesach is going to give you teyavah for the whole 7 days of the matzah?
No, wait a minute. The word teyavah means two things. One, teyavah means your stomach should be empty. Right? That's a digestive fact. And one is a different halach. That you should not have matzah in Erev Pesach because you're jumping the gun. Because you're supposed to wait till Pesach night to have the mitzvah of matzah. It's not being hungry. It's not a question of hunger. That might apply for all the 7 days they're going to. Yes?
Is this mitzvah kiyumis going to be applied to matzah for all 5 grades? Or just
all 5 grades. Now comes a new radical idea. This is a chiddush nifla menorah, which is quoted by the name of Mikroi Kodesh, in the name of Itzala Ponevizha. who was Reb Itzel Leponovich, was a contemporary of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim considered him to be the biggest mechadash of the generation. Reb Chaim Bristol speaking, was not the small mechadash himself. He considered Reb Itzel Leponovich to be the biggest mechadash of the generation. I guess he just didn't, whatever. Some other, the dynasty didn't continue, so it's not as well known as the Brisket Torah. But he has Taka Gevaldik Chidushim. A few Sfarim they printed, Zeche Yitzchak, as a leak of his Sfarim. Itzala, Yitzchak, Itzala, the Yiddish corruption of Yitzchak. Ponovich, not the name Rock, he was in Ponovich. He was, anyway, he had the following radical idea. This goes right back to what we started yesterday. We pointed out already yesterday that there are two dinim in matzah. There's matzah as an independent mitzvah, and there's matzah which we call Hechshera de Pischa. Remember that? Matzah is an independent mitzvah, and matzah also is something which enhances the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. We always assume, you know, in grade school, even those of us who heard of these two dinim, always assume that the type of matzah which is needed for one is needed for the other. Same thing. I know how. And if the type of matzah which we need for to fulfill the Erev Tov L'matzahs is lechem oni, then it stands to reason that the kind of matzah we need to fulfill the Hechshera de Pischa de Gedin is also lechem oni. That's what everybody thought. Till came along of Itzel Leponovich and was made a revolution. He claims that there are tzvei dinim. The din of matzah as an independent mitzvah. This, in fact, requires lechem oni. We see in Nachlam Bezav, we see throughout Shas, we see in Shulchan Aruch. However, there's an additional din. The additional din of matzah, Hechshera de Pischa, could be fulfilled even with matzah shira. If you have a matzah shira, so the independent halacha of Erev Tov L'matzahs you don't have. But if you had your Korban Pesach with matzah ashira, you would fulfill the mitzvah of Hechshera de Pischa, of enhancing the Korban Pesach by having matzah with it. That's a mouthful. Yes. Okay, excellent. Come back to it. This is what Reb Itzel Leponovich says. If that's the case, we could again suggest that the reason why, is this also Modern Time? I forgot already. No, I know that. Let me see. But did he talk about it over here? I don't remember anymore. The reason why you can't have Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach, it's not a zero, a blank, or nothing. If you have Matzah Shira, Pesach might have to say it. If you have it, have to say there. Not only Shiva Zion. You can even be Yotze more than the Shiva Zion. You can even be Yotze the halacha of what we call Al-Matos from Rorim Yochlu.
That's the
In the same in Mikroi Kodesh, that's where it must be. Where he talks about the quotes from Reb Itzel Leponovich. Two mitzvahs, he says. Kavonas Agon Leponovich. Question is, what kind of din is this? It's Hechshera de Pischa. So we have to understand that this chiddush of Reb Itzel Leponovich is what we call a chiddush. A chiddush means against the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom is that it's not so. That you need lechem only for everything. And matzah shira on Pesach night, first night Pesach, is really nothing. But you know, let's think about it a little bit. First, we have to analyze. Is there really such a thing as a share of the pizza? We assumed yesterday that there was such a thing. Is it really true? Well, that depends on pshat and pasuk. We quote a pasuk on matzah shira merorim yochlu. Where is that pasuk found? Pesach sheni. Parshas Baalosim. The about Karifis. When it comes to Mat Pesach Rishon, which you just read last week in Parshas Bo, it doesn't quite say the same. How does the pasuk say? Bachluas abasar balaylo hazeh li eish umatzos al mirorim yochlu. What an ambiguous pasuk. Sli eish umatzos al mirorim yochlu. Now, does that mean that there exists a din of matzah echsher de pischa? Well, no. Matzah is independent. Sli'eishu matzah. So the two separate and independent and unrelated almost mitzvahs. And al merorim yochlu. You should eat it. See what it is? You should eat it together with maror. We'll leave that we'll come to conclude. You're right. Korach. Even the Rabbanu Agon Hillel, they still agree that they don't have to eat the same sandwich, but constantly they're eating together. But I want to know what? What's eating together? Sli'eshu matz amarom yochlu hu. Yochlu, how do you translate the word yochlu hu? They will eat it. Is that correct? Look at the trans in the art scroll. I say yochlu. They will eat it, correct? Is that a proper translation of the Hebrew? Yochlu hu, yochlu also, they'll eat it. What does it mean?
They shall eat it.
They shall eat it, excuse me. Stand corrected. They shall eat it. They shall eat it. Well, hold on a second. So here's a very big question. The Rambam quotes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Please. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs writes as follows. Mitzvahs, I say Nun Vov, I think it is. V'loshna Mechilta. Listen carefully, please. Tzli'eishu matzahs al merorim yochlu. Magid shemitzvahs ha-Pesach tzli'eishu matzahs al merorim. Magid shemitzvahs ha-Pesach tzli matzah umoror. Klo matzah the Rambam. Sha'mitzvah hi kibbutz eile. End quote. The mitzvah is to go to the Rambam based upon the Mechilta, is to gather them all together. And yes, there is a halacha of Pesach, Matzah, and Morah to be eaten together the first night Pesach. We can write according to Hillel how you put it all in one sandwich. And even according to the Rabbanan who argue on Hillel, they don't require that they all be eaten in the same sandwich, but they do agree that there is a connection between the three of them. That Matzah is a chsher in the Pesach, not only in Pesach Sheni, where it says, Al matzah merorim yochlu, where the exclusive role of matzah and mor is to be achshere the pisna. But even Pesach Rishon, where there exists an independent role for matzah v'horaya, that matzah is the rising mizman hazeh, as opposed to mor, mor is the rabbanu mizman hazeh, because mor is exclusively achshere the pisna, even on Pesach Rishon. Matzah serves two functions. One is an independent mitzvah, but an additional function of matzah is even on Pesach Rishon, which is hechsher with the pisla. That's the Rambam and Sefer mitzvah based upon the Mechilta, and it works out very, very well. If this is right, then the mitzvah can come along with his chiddush and say, well, what kind of mitzvah is needed for the second din of matzah hechsher with the pisla? But the question is, not everyone agrees to the very assumption. If you look on the Ramban and Chumash, quoted here by the footnote in the Mekorei Kodesh, page Reish Samach, quotes the Ramban and Chumash and Parshas Bo, who says as follows. He's like this. Listen. Kim v'ochlu es ha-bosar amarorim yochlu le-bosar aniskar. It's singular. It doesn't say al-matzos Tzli'eishu matzos al merorim yochlum. You have to have a matzah with a Pesach together with mor. No, yochlu who was lashon yachid, referring back to the basar. are two separate, unrelated mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now take a look in the Rashash. Take a look at the Rashash of Kuf Tezva. Yeah.
No.
Is they all agree by Mora the number two b'nei atzmo? But what about matzah? Is matzah exclusively an independent mitzvah, or is matzah also a share of the pisco? Matzah the pesach shein the vada shein. What about matzah pesach rishon? That's the question. Take a look over here in the Rashash, page 66. Kuf tes of a manal. You see, kuf tes of a, see the place? Gemara, see, everyone with me? You have to look inside, it's very important. Omra la val hilo she karokim be basachas be oflim kshinem amasim ron yuchlu. Ha de lo maise kra de pashas bo. Ti yachlo as abasa be gomer. U matos avrom yuchlu. Di misham lo muchak ela al pesach umara biyachat. Abo matzah lo shamina mina. Umikro ze mashma shapir al shloshton. V'golilon be what? No. Pesach sheni. V'wad in the rishon. Ayan li el daf tzadi vav. V'tol se shom. V'tam shini al shonas nirali. De be pesach rishon. Af misha eino osa pesach. Mikol magom chaya be matzah kama bezman hazeh. L'rovet v'sof mechilten. V'ora lu ben necha v'tomish v'derech v'chokam. V'chuli al masham lochiksev v'ochlos abosav v'gomer u'matos pirish di'ochlo abosav v'gam yochlo matos v'ochlo shav al tarvayu. Goes and refers to both of them. And leave to skip the parentheses. Abel moror ein achov ela b'pesach yedechazin de bezman hazeh ein ela b'drabanon. Yeah. Skip the end of the next parentheses. V'lachayin k'siv al merorim yochlu pivish lepesach aval mara b'fnei atzmo ein b'lchov v'klal ula b'pesach sheni t'gam matzah b'fnei atzmo ein mitzvah klal rak shechiyuv v'matzlom ad matzah mara bo amiglal ha'pesach al ken kosev shom al matzah s'merorim yochlu v'zel amadati v'divi ha'rabban parshas bo. So what is the Rashash saying over here? That they're two dinim. On Pesach Rishon, Matzah and Mara are exclusively have to share the Pisco. On Pesach Rishon, Mara have share the Pisco, and Matzah has nothing to do with Pesach at all. Of course, the question of the Kamp is, why did Hillel bother doing it on Pesach Rishon? He had Matzah, Pesach, Matzah and Mara together. Why? Why did he quoted a Pesach very nice? Why did Hillel quote a Pesach of Pesach Sheni? But the Pesach Sheni says that did. But who cares? How do you derive Pesach Rishon from Pesach Sheni? If Pesach Rishon matzah is purely independent, it's not a share of the piston at all. So I would have said, pum tfaker. But the fact that Hillel can derive Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni and insist on eating matzah together with the Pesach and the Maror, that indicates to me anyway that matzah has two dinim. Matzah is an independent dinim, if you know me. And matzah is also a share of the piston. That's what the Torah is so ambiguous. V'yoko sabosu v'layla, that's the actual matzah. In fact, the two separate independent chiyuvos could exist one without the other. We see b'zman hazeh, matzah d'oraisa without Pesach. Al meror yochlu means the inach inami that the mer should be eaten with the carbon paste. True. But the fact that matzah gets somehow stuck in between indicates that although that deal she found explicitly by Pesach Sheni, al matzah d'oraisa yochlu, there's exclusively a share of the Pesach, also applies on Pesach Rishon. That's what I would have learned pshat in the Pesuk. But the impression you get from here is not that way. The Pesach Sheni, it's a share of the Pesach, and Pesach Rishon are completely independent. I said, why did Hillel have them together? I don't know. Maybe a Zeichel of Pesach Sheni? I don't know. Could be. Could be a Zeichel of Pesach Sheni? That'd be a good but let's not get too much in that. We haven't gotten to Hillel Din yet. We have to get the Kutev Rav. But I'm told Panim, it's an open question. Unresolved, whether the entire concept of Matzeh, Hapshev, and the Pesach Rishon exists or not. Assuming it exists, which seems to be like some proportion against others, then it can have a Kiddush Zipfel, which Rav Itzel does. Assuming it exists, perhaps the nature of the din of Hapshev and the Pesach would be different than the din of Matzeh independently. Namely, Matzeh independently requires Lechamoni, Matzeh, Hapshev, and the Pesach does not require Lechamoni. And perhaps we could suggest that's why it does an Erev Pesach. Because matzah on Pesach night is a factor, even if it's matzah shira. It is something. What is it? It's Echshev and the Pisra. And even Bismana, you left Bismana Zeh, we don't have a Pesach, so what? We more Bismana Zeh. More Bismana Zeh is the truth, the Rabbana. So presumably the matzah shira and the Pisra would be no worse than the Mar. So therefore there would be some Indian of having a Pesach night, and therefore you can't have an Erev Pesach in the, by day, because of the Indian you know, of Baal Arat also the base from it. Yes? Rav Itzel said it. I have no proof. He said it. Rav Itzel is Mechadash Nifla. I don't have any proof for it. That's what I would have thought. But we'll see soon. We're not finished yet. Because Avraham had a Gevaldi Kash. Somebody had a Kash. It's the pulse. We'll come back to that later. Yeah? Very good. Very good. Wow. Wow. That's a very big, very, not here. According to those poskim who say that Afikoman is a zecher the Pesach, one might suggest that if you run out of matzah, you ran out. You ran out of matzah, poshim. All you have left is matzah shira, that perhaps we can fulfill the Afikoman with matzah shira, because that's the need of Hashem the Pesach, because it's a zecher the Korban Pesach. Wow, that could be. That could be. That'd be a big kiddush. That'd be a big, big kiddush. Maybe.
Mitzvah.
Okay, speak of it, so they're not.
Wait, Rashi Rosh
Hashanah
didn't
need that
one second.
I don't know what it is. They didn't have all the minimum. Maybe not. The question is, if Itzla goes weiter, he takes it to much further areas. There are a whole series of Yalfusis, of new dinim, which are found in the second parak, in terms of matzah. A lot of restrictions are imposed upon the chiyuv of matzah. For example, it's b'chol mosh v'seichem tofel matzah. You have to have matzah nechal b'chol mosh shavos. Matzah which can be eaten anywhere in the world. Matzah which is restricted, where it can be eaten, the Gemara says in the second parak, is not good for the mitzvah of matzah. There are different, there are halacha l'maisa, and there are ramifications. Take a look over here. Take a look in the Gemara. With the second parak. We're not looking at the second parak now, but just have to look a little bit. Top of the page, Rabbi Kurin. The Gemara says in the fourth line, Yochet Tei Do, Odo Yechavatsu Rabbi Kurin, Tav Lama B'chol Mosh Vosechem Tav L'Matzes, Matzah Necheletz B'chol Moshavetz. Yotzi B'kurim She Necheletz B'chol Moshavetz Al B'Yushalayim. Says the Mitzala, that's only for the Ika Din of Matzah, but not for the Din of Echshev, the Pizcha. That's one din. Vaita. It's another din. The Gemara is back over here on the Flamen Hayim and Beis, the blood earlier. Flamen Hayim and Beis, the last four lines. Tamad Loma lo sochal all of comets. Mi she isura mi she baltochal all of comets. Yotze ze she isura mi she baltochal comets. Ele mi she baltochal tevel. Where's Yitzchak Chomets and Yitzchak Chalalis? So also get the man Lam and Ham and Beis. It's a mitzvah again, the same story. That would only apply to what? Come on, to what? Nu, help me out. The bear of Tov Lamatzah is a seven independent mitzvah. But the Matzah, Sher, the Piskah, suggests a mitzvah, there will be no such requirement for Baal Tochel Chomets. You know, there's no Achilles Chomets if it would become, if it would rise. Afal Pekin, you can be Yotzef Sher, the Piskah. And with this, he answers the kasha of the famous Shagas Aryeh. Oh, whenever there's a complicated Indian mode, the Shagas Aryeh always knows what to say. And there's no exception. There's a famous, famous Tosin Kiddushin. The Tosin discusses the question like this. There's a pilpul based on the Yerushalmi. Can you be able to the mitzvah of matzah with what we call chodosh? You know what chodosh means? The new grain. Now, of course, the very last day that the Torah prohibits the new grain is Pesach, because it starts to become good the next day. Shucks, just one day too early. So if you only have matzah, which is chadash, can you eat the whole discussion in Yerushalmi? Let's say a principle, apply a principle of what? Famous principle. No, a different principle. No, a different third principle. No, a fourth principle. What principle should... Correct! Zachaloy. The assay of mitzvah, berav tochel matzah, should be docha the low sensei of chodesh. That's Tosfos discussion. Whole discussion, maybe zer kazayis rishon or kazayis sheni, the different the technical answer Tosfos gives based on the Rishonim. Fret the halakha shagas aryeh. What are you talking about? If this tvuah chadasha was made into flour and mixed with water, I want to be allowed to rise for 3 hours at the Kamamish bread. Would there be Nitzel Chometz? No way. Why not? Because Ein Nitzel Chalalis. Also Mishim what? Mishim Chodosh. Same as why it's over here by Tevel. So how can the Yerushalmi even consider the possibility of being Mekai the Mitzvah of Matzah Pesach of night with Chodosh based on Nitzel Chalalis? You know, there's no way to say it all. Because it's Ein Nitzel Chalalis. That's the Shagas Aryeh's kasha. Good kasha. The Gemara Naflam and Haman Bey, the last three lines says, if you have Tevel, you cannot be yoked to the mitzvah of matzah at all. Why not? Because you need something from Baal Tochel Chometz, Yot Zezeh, Shein Yisumish from Baal Tochel Chometz, Elam from Baal Tochel Tevel. Frank Shagas Aryeh says it by Chodosh. Yot Zezeh, Shein Yisumish from Baal Tochel Chometz, Elam from Baal Tochel Chodosh. So then how can Yerushalmi discuss the possibility of being yotze the mitzvah of matzah Pesach night with Chodosh?
It's going to become, if it became chametz, if you let it sit for 3 hours, tomorrow, if it was tevel, so it would still not be chametz, but tomorrow, if it's Chodosh, it's going to be mutter.
Well, let's say tomorrow, there's always a day away. And right now, we're talking about today. Today is today. So this is a chiddush different from a ritzel upon a vision. And with this chiddush, we suggested possibly a pshat, why it's usher, matzah shir is usher on Erev Pesach. Because you can't fulfill part of the mitzvah d'oraisa, at least then, maybe now this is the Rabbana, on that basis.
Why can't you serve chametz for?
Because it's already chadosh.